going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Brad Biggs. Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you were up there, Brad. You witnessed it. You know what the stories are. You're covering the draft. Did you learn anything from what the Bears hierarchy had to say yesterday? Kind of very close proximity to the draft. I don't think you're going to get a lot of stuff, but what a relief to at least get Ian Cunningham checking in.
Yeah, no, they didn't say a whole heck of a lot, but that's all right. You don't really expect them to. And the reality is, we're going to need 2 or 3 years to see how they did, like to evaluate the draft, right? If you go back and you take a look at the first draft by Ryan Poles a couple years ago, I mean, we can make some conclusions on some of those picks. And some of them, I think you really got to wait until year three to weigh in on how this draft class performed. And I'm looking at a Jervon Dexter, who we've, you know, talked endlessly about the capability and a step forward, Tyreek Stevenson. So it takes a while. You'll probably have some people assessing success or failure by Friday night, Saturday at the latest. We're going to have to see them play football. And this is a great opportunity for them to get better. They're the only team in the league with 3 picks in the top 50, and those 3 actually come in the top 41. Now there's a good collection of teams with 5 picks in the top 100, just less than 100, or you go to about 105, 107 picks. So there's some other teams with a ton of draft capital as well, but with the Bears positioned at 10 and then 2 picks in the top third of round 2, they're a really good spot to get some help.
Well, Brad, your prose reads like Ben Johnson's poetry. So when you are waxing poetic Thursday night, do you feel like you'll be writing about a team that holds onto its pick or more likely trades down and accumulates another asset to draft later?
Yeah, you know, a couple points. Number one, like if they trade down, you're not getting like an extra second round pick unless you move down a long ways, right? You'd have to drop down quite a bit, but you are getting another dart to throw at the board, and if the players
Jackson Dart,
if you've got if you've got a really big group of players graded at 10, sure, consider it. The other thing is who's going to want to trade up? I think there's going to be movement. I really do, and that's driven by need. Okay, when you see these moves happen, when teams are on the clock, that's generally driven by need. So we'll have to see. I don't think they trade up.
Yeah, I hope not. Yeah,
I hope not too.
Yeah, the trading up just if the strength of this draft is into round two, like what are you doing? Like the Bears aren't so loaded right now as a roster that they just need that one guy. They need to take a shot at a bunch of guys here, as many as they can.
It was really interesting because I think that we understand that the running back position has lost a lot of luster over the years, and yet we saw how impactful it was last year with, you know, a couple of guys in particular with Saquon and the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. But we look at this group, and, you know, I think it was Schefter had an item that the Bears are praying that Ashton Jeanty winds up falling to them. And I was talking to someone who said that he believes there are six potential blue chip running backs out of this draft, that it's not just one, that there are six that you would think highly of. Now, I don't know how many get drafted in the first round. It could be one, could be two, three. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities, but by his calculation, 10 of the top 100 picks in the draft are at the running back position, which is a huge number when you think about the way that running backs have been looked at. We know that the Bears are interested. We know that the head coach likes play action, and we know how well that will work. When do you think they strike at the running back position? If Jeanty falls, they could grab him. If he doesn't, does that mean the second round? Again, there are people that believe you could get a back in any round of this draft up to about the top five.
Yeah, first of all, I don't think Jeanty falls. Jeanty's not going to fall to 10.
No, like no, he's going
to. Just really don't think that's plausible. It's going to depend on what you do in round one. Do you address offensive line in round one? Do you have a player that you can add to the mix as a left tackle? Is that truly something that you want to accomplish? Because if you take a edge rusher, a tight end, a running back, name your position other than guy that can compete at left tackle in the first round, and you truly want to add someone to the mix with Amagaji and Braxton Jones, you've got to make that move in round two. Like that guy's, and you got to hope that guy's there at 39 or 41. So in that scenario, maybe the running back's not coming into the fold until the third round. Because if you see a player that you got a better grade on or at a position with more scarcity. Because if you don't get the running back in round two, that doesn't mean you're getting shut out of a great running back draft. There's going to be a multitude of options in round three when they're on the clock. And guys that in a in many other years, probably have the talent to be drafted a decent bit higher than they're going to go just because of the depth of all the backs this year.
Brad, there wasn't a lot offered in terms of details or specifics at Tuesday's household gathering, otherwise known as the Ian Cunningham Job Fair. But I do think that one of them was Darnell Wright possibly moving from the right side to the left side. And if
I'm not
that
buying,
You're what? I didn't even ask a question yet. Why don't you buy him?
But I don't see any way Darnell Wright's going to left tackle.
So that's just something they threw out there that they're not considering.
They didn't throw it. They were asked, and they were like, "Well, yeah, you could." Like, it wasn't something that they threw out there. I don't view Darnell Wright as a left tackle possibility
so
for them. Maybe I'm wrong, but.
I ask a question, please? Does that make you disqualify Armand Membu from consideration because he's a right tackle? And if they're going to draft him, I would be surprised if they would try him at left tackle and change positions as a rookie.
Did they say he's a right tackle only? That would be my question to that. Maybe there's someone that believes he can play left tackle. I think he's a right tackle or a guard. But no, I don't think that necessarily disqualifies him. It is interesting. I was talking to one guy yesterday that I always have interesting chats with, and he said, "Can you remember a class where there's been more players that they've said, well, he's a left tackle that's got to play guard, or he's a tackle that's got to play guard, or he's a guard that's got to play center, or he's a left tackle who ultimately this guy might be best at center." Like, there's, you know, there's not as many guys where you look at him and you say, yeah, he's a guard and he's only a guard. But I wouldn't rule Membu out, but I'm not buying Darnell Wright as a possibility at left tackle. I mean, he's got to get better at right tackle.
I am very curious, Brad. We had a conversation yesterday, and David said he felt that Kieran Amagaji was one of the most underreported, under-talked-about stories out there because that guy was a third-round draft pick, and we now just sort of throw him in the mix behind the injured Braxton Jones. That he actually has like a higher lineage, if you will, than the fifth rounder Jones. Usually you take a guy who you say, well, he was injured, otherwise he'd have been a first round pick. And usually you have a plan for that guy. Now, I don't know if they have a plan or if they don't have a plan or how they feel about the injury he had when they took him. But I have literally heard nothing about Kieran Amagaji. And we do not consider him like in line for playing time or ready to make an impact in his second year. And I'm just curious, do you look at him as sort of a member of the Velus Jones Club, if you will, or no, you know, whatever third round pick the Bears have taken that doesn't play, whether that's Pickens or the late lamented Jones, whomever it might be, what's going to happen with him? When will we find out if he can play, and shouldn't we know that at this point?
Yeah, I think we're going to require some additional patience with the guy who didn't have training camp last year and was so limited in terms of playing time last year. When are we going to be able to make any evaluations? Probably not until they're a little ways in a legitimate training camp with pads on and we see him. You know, he's a guy, you know, if you're making a list of players right now you're interested in seeing play in preseason, and that's generally a short list, like it's preseason, but he'd be on that list, right? How does he look? What's his body look like when he comes back here? But by no means have they written him off. They just don't have it. They got a new coaching staff with nothing to go off with them. They haven't worked with them before, and the tape that they have of him is real limited. So he can kind of define his own future here. Is how I would look at it.
Brad, how do you look at the information that's out there? I believe that the Bears haven't drafted anybody in the first or second rounds, that they haven't had for a Hallis Hall visit. Does that give you any sort of guidance, or do you pay close attention to such trivia like that?
I mean, you start you start trying to follow something like that, and we're working off of, you know, not the, it's not like the regime has been around forever. I think you'd wind up making a mistake if you get in the weeds with something like that. But certainly, yeah, interesting to at least discuss a little bit.
How would you rate the likelihood that they could somehow kind of switch to a defender, to a defensive lineman, to a defensive tackle, a defensive end? I'm just curious. There seem to be a lot of guys that have been mentioned, some of whom have maybe a little bit of issue off the field. Is there a cloud of players that you are keeping an eye on at those positions?
Yeah, I think they've got a clear need on the defensive line as well, especially if you're at all looking at what the Eagles do and saying, hey, you know, this is a pretty good model here, how they build the offensive line, how they build up the defensive line, and then they just seemingly restock, like a guy retires or a guy leaves. Well, they've got somebody in the pipeline already, and then they're adding a new player to the pipeline, so they've got additional depth. Like the Bears' pass rush was inadequate last season, and they've got, you know, they paid pretty good money to Dio to come in and play defensive end for him, but there's a little bit of like developmental roll of the dice there with him, right? You don't know what he's going to do. So I believe there's clear need at edge, and if the right tackle's there too, they need more depth there as well. You can't look at the depth chart that they've got for Dennis Allen right now and say, hey, these guys are all set up. They need more help also.
Brad, we had Ross Tucker on yesterday, and I was surprised, actually, when he projected that the Bears would select Colston Loveland at number 10. I know Tyler Warren is a guy that might go off the board before that, but do you have an idea or any sense in talking to the number of people that you talk to how the Bears might evaluate one tight end or compare one to the other? Because they are very, obviously, highly productive players coming out of the Big Ten, but they do have different skill sets.
Yeah, they're both really good offensive players. And I actually, I think I was on this show last week, and I helped Sam Farmer, our friend with the LA Times, in the mock draft. And I told him, it got to me, and Sam gave me the nine names that were off the board, right? And I looked at the group of names off the board. I'm like, crap, what am I going to do now? And so I thought about it, and I was like, well, heck, I'll give him Colston Loveland, like, because he can help him out. Mm-hmm. He's an interesting player. Like, in talking to people, they think Loveland's going to go higher tomorrow than some people have thought for a time now. Another name to keep an eye on is Walter Nolan. And not necessarily for the Bears, I'm just saying. Yeah. Defensive tackle at Ole Miss. He's the best pass rushing defensive tackle in this draft.
And, he's and young.
Mason Graham, for as good as he was at Michigan, he doesn't get the quarterback with the kind of regularity that would be ideal. So Nolan's a guy that could go. Nolan could even go in the top 10. Those are a couple of names that haven't been getting huge run the past however many months. Like we beat the draft to death, but those guys should be well positioned tomorrow night, you'd think.
I think Nolan's a really interesting player. He's young. He can do some things.
I mean, there's little character stuff pops up for him.
Yes.
I think it's maturity stuff, but like maybe. He's late, he's this, you know, not necessarily getting himself into trouble, but, needs to needs to get with a program that's going to help him become a little bit more mature.
Great stuff, Brad.
Thank you, Biggs.
Have a great day, guys.
That is our guy, Brad Biggs, a football man from the Chicago Tribune. A lot of possibilities out there. We'll see.
If Mason Graham drops to 10.
Yeah.
That would be a surprise, and I think it also would, depending on who else is on the board, but if he drops to 10, then some other guys that Bears might be targeting would have gone first.
Right.
And if he drops there, boy, you could live with that.
I got to tell you, I've seen, I saw a mock yesterday, I can't think of whose it was, where they had all three offensive linemen already drafted by 10. And there was one of the tight ends left.
It's not a terrible scenario.
Yeah. No, it's interesting. All right, we've got to get back to the conversation. 312-644-6767, Mullion Hall.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Score.
Mornings with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
10-10 time. And the pitch to Ian Happ. Swinging a base hit into right. Brewhunt around third, heading home. Here comes the throw to the plate. Cubs win. Cubs win the ball game. Ian Happ, a game-winning single.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That was the final call here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Pat and Ron do a phenomenal job.
Pat Hughes at his best.
No question.
And it's a treat to have his voice and presence on a daily basis.
It's a blessing.
It is, really.
It is.
At the station. For moments like last night for moments like Friday.
Yep.
Pat and Ron and Zach does it. They all do a terrific job of providing the context, the intensity, and just the feel. You're not there, but you're there.
Mm.
That's the beauty of it. And so last night was one of those moments where you will remember from this season. And it was even better, the long version, because that was just a snippet of the specialness that they provided.
Hey, don't forget, today is, I believe, Wednesday all day. Tomorrow is the day of the draft, and you should tune in tomorrow night from 6 to 9 for Draft Night on the Score. It's hosted by Mark Rohde, Dave Wannstedt, and Judson Richards. The guys will be live as round one of the draft begins with live reports from Halas Hall, an instant reaction to what the Bears decide to do with the 10th overall pick. There'll be all sorts of comments made. And that's tomorrow night from 6 to 9 p.m. right here on the Score in the Odyssey app. And the show will also be streamed on YouTube and Twitch.
What a treat that will be.
And it's and we're just getting started, because tune in Saturday morning.
Wait.
From Saturday morning.
Saturday morning?
Saturday
morning. Baseball showtime, right?
No.
No?
From 9 until noon.
Oh, wow.
We will have our Mully and Haw draft special.
Did you tell Bruce?
I think Olin told him. We're going to be joined. He didn't ask. We're going to be joined by Olin Krutz for the full show as we react to what the Bears do on nights 1 and 2 of the draft. That's this Saturday from 9 to noon. Right here on the Score and the Odyssey app.
Grody, ton of fun. On Thursday night with Wani and Judson Richards. That will be a treat.
Yep.
Saturday morning will be a lot of fun with you and Olin. And that will hopefully be a treat as well. But last night was special. Pat and Ron delivering the goods on the night and the 10th inning walk-off victory.
The crowd in a frenzy at Wrigley. The Cubs have a chance to win it right now. 10-10 tie. And the pitch to Ian Happ. Swinging a base hit into right. Brewhunt around third, heading home. Here comes the throw to the plate. Cubs win. Cubs win the ball game. Ian Happ, a game-winning single. The Cubs are mobbing Ian Happ out near first base. One for the memory books, Ron. Woo. What a great win for the Cubs tonight.
There's your over and in. That's what you're trying to do with the at-bat. You hook that ground ball and hope it gets through and drive him in. Brewhunt coming around third. I thought he was stumbling a little bit coming around third base. And I'm like, oh, no. But he kept his footing and came in to home. Head first, dive, safe play, not close at the plate. And the Cubs win another wild one here at the Friendly Confines.
Play the music. Get the song going. Coom excited. That was fun.
I got to tell you, that is...
Thought he was going to stumble.
Well, what was great about it is that there was no, you know, messing about. There was no kind of goofing around. It was,
boom.
There's your moment. Boom. There's the hit. Boom. There's the run. Let's see you. Bye.
And when Ian Happ was running to first base, he was looking back because he knew who was on second. Brewhunt inserted into the game. For that purpose, I believe he was inserted as a runner, correct, Dustin? That was the case. And so, good move by Craig Counsell. Got to give him credit for that. And Ian Happ knew that that base hit was going to score the speedy Brewhunt if he didn't stumble around third base. And Ian Happ was good, but he's pointing. He's looking back as he's running to first. He kind of pointed like, oh, yeah, that he's going to score. And he knew what was coming next. So, even the stoic Ian Happ seemed to be celebratory in that moment.
We can listen to this in all sorts of different languages if you prefer.
Well, it was definitely one that was needed no translation.
Well, I don't know if we have the Japanese call, but I know we have the Spanish call.
Okay.
And maybe we should hear what that particular moment sounded like in the two form of Espanol.
Lanzamiento. Swing, le pone el bate.
Let's go!
I know one says 11. That helps.
In any language, that was memorable.
Diaz, 10.
Yes.
I'm picking up some stuff here.
You picked up some stuff.
I think I'm learning the language.
I think you can. We all can relate to the intensity. You probably were saying a version of that at home wherever you were watching it. I wonder how many people did leave when it was 10-7 Wrigley Field. Because at 10-7 against the Dodgers, and let's face it, when you've got Tanner Scott on the mound, you feel like,
Oh, it's good to beat him, isn't it?
Yeah. It's good to beat him.
You don't want
to
come here?
No, you don't. I thought they had a deal.
Yeah.
They were going to sign him. No. So beat him. Yes. So tonight, Cubs back at it. Matthew Boyd against the bullpen. Do we know who the Dodgers are opening with that's an opener for them? Dave Roberts, the highest paid manager in baseball. He's going to come up with some.
Dave Roberts questioned a call and had it overturned.
David, far be it for me to push back when we're trying to give credit to Craig Counsell, but I'm confused about Brujan.
What are you confused about?
Well, I remember the game correctly.
I want to be sure here. Brujan was inserted into the game at second base to be the runner in the 10th inning, correct?
The rule is supposed to be the final out.
Yes.
So the final out in the bottom of the ninth inning was Justin Turner striking out looking. So how was Justin? You can't replace him. In you're not supposed to be able to replace him.
Yeah, I think you can replace him. Why not? Why would you?
Well, because I mean, then all of a sudden you're using like a pinch runner, and it's supposed to be.
Out of the game just like you would if you were to pinch hit for him.
Seems not in the spirit of the rule. Though, so good for Craig Counsell then, if that's what you think is allowed to happen.
I don't know we're going to quibble after a seismic victory like last night's was.
Well, you wanted to give Craig Counsell credit for that.
I am giving Craig Counsell credit.
I don't
credit.
Know that that's how it's supposed to work.
Are you that committed to not giving him credit that you can't acknowledge a compliment?
I believe he called him a cheater.
I mean, Brujan in the box score is listed as a pinch runner.
Yes.
But I didn't know you could pinch run for the third out to get that person to be the man.
Why would you not be able to? And why would they not know the rules?
Well, when you look up the definition of the runner, the ghost runner in extra inning is the player who was the last out in the previous inning.
So let's theoretically go through the steps here, Dustin, since you brought it up.
No, Justin Turner. I'm questioning it.
Justin Turner's on second base because he made the last out. Great. So let's say, okay, we start action. You have one pitch. All right, I'm going to insert a runner for Justin Turner.
But is that how it happened?
No, because you don't do that. That's silly. I'm playing it out for effect. You can substitute for a guy anytime you want to. Right?
You open up with the faster player because Justin Turner's not going to beat out
the single. He's your pinch runner. And there was a good move, just like putting John Birdie at first base to run and steal a base in the ninth inning was. Craig Counsell had a good night. You can say that and acknowledge that. It's okay to be nice to Craig Counsell.
Yeah, what's funny is like you complimented Craig Counsell, I don't know, it feels like about 30 minutes ago. And then after we got onto two of the things, he came back with that to question it. And then it's just, why is he being so ornery about Craig Counsell?
I know why.
Mr. Destino. No, because you don't think he's worth his salary. Is that it?
He was a little overpaid.
A little bit. Okay. Because
it's a thing. I get it. The pinch runner. But again, the rule should say, I'm just going by what it says in the rule book. It says that it's so now, obviously, then Justin Turner could not come back into the game because he was then taken out of the game. But it doesn't say that you can insert your fastest guy available to you.
I think if you've got that option and you're a smart manager, you use it.
All right. Kudos to Craig Counsell.
There we go. Save the tape. He's having a good year.
He is settling into the role.
He's having a little bit of fun. He's acknowledging what this season could be. Last night, post game, I like the fact that he said this team is fun to watch.
They are fun.
He is so right.
Well, the other thing is, so what are they now? They're 15 games over. five games over 500, right? Imagine if they hadn't won those two games. Like, it is, as much as we look at what they're doing, it's because they're winning in the fashion in which they're winning, everyone's having fun. And it also, I think they're only a game and a half better than Milwaukee, but it feels like a lot more,
because it's against
it?
Who it's
because
against.
They're playing the
it's
best
it's the teeth
teams.
Of their schedule.
Yes.
And in May, they play the Pirates and the White Sox and the Marlins, I believe, and it softens a little bit. And that's a trap. That could be a trap.
No, that should be.
You want to avoid it. But
I think they'll be in good shape.
Texter's exactly right. So you can it was like he was substituting in for Turner. So if the game would have continued, he would just replace Justin Turner.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel in the spirit of it. That's all.
Why are you worried about the spirit of it, Mr. Purist? Are you a traditionalist? The Cubs won the game because their manager made a smart move, and Ian Happ came through in the clutch. Take it and run with into the night. Dancing. Clicking your heels. Singing Go Cubs Go. Why?
I like the idea of the Manfred man, but I think it should be held firm that you should have to use the guy who made the last out. That would make it more interesting.
That is so.
Because would Justin Turner have scored? Would Justin Turner have scored?
Of course not. And you know what? Like, we had to go to bed, so stop it.
Stop it.
There you go.
Come on.
Now we've gotten to the real heart of the matter. There
you
go.
You may want to be stubborn, but let this one go.
Are you new here?
To bed.
Man.
Yes, I like to be stubborn.
All right. 312-644-6767. It's probably not on the score.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Mornings with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
I mean, it's a fun team to watch play. I mean, that's what I tell you, is come out to the park and watch the team play, because it's, you know, this homestand, they've done some amazing things and some resilient things, most importantly. You know, you win games like that early in the season. It's a great kind of carry forward for the rest of the season.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. There's the skipper. There's Dustin's guy, Craig Counsell.
Yeah.
He loves that fun. Skipper. He loves everything about him.
He loves
him.
The skipper. Yeah, I call him a skipper if it gets Dustin off his case. Craig Counsell made a very good move last night. He's had a pretty good season. The bullpen is a problem, but when you have an offense that is right now the best in baseball, it helps you overcome those problems, and it helps you solve them in a way that I don't know if it's sustainable, but it sure feels like it today.
So they went down in that game, and then they came right back, and they said on the broadcast, and I kind of chuckled to myself, they already have more hits in this inning than they had the entire last game, which went 11 innings. So I was kind of, it's true that happened, but not altogether that enjoyable, given the fact that you kind of let one little game get away from you.
Okay. They blew a lead, but they came back and they kept coming back. And then you had the big hits. You had homers from Tucker and PCA, and then the big one, Miguel Amaya in the ninth, two outs away. The Dodgers' win percentage was 96%, and he puts it in the basket. And the best part about that, StatCast said there was one park in baseball that would have been a home run in, and he was in the right park, Wrigley Field.
He put the biscuit in the basket.
He did.
You love it, Dustin. Admit it. Let's get to our guy, Ron. Ron's on the south side. Hey, Ron, how are you?
Boy, I can't. You listen to all this, and then I got to bring up the White Sox. I'm going to make 3 points. Mully, you were right about a lot of things yesterday, but top notch. I had to go there yesterday. Me and my wife's favorite place.
How awesome is that place? Isn't that a great spot?
And you know what? Yes, the burgers are good, but just the charming effectfulness. So I just had I had to say that. Real quick, Molly, I agree with you yesterday when you said Chase Meadow and the catcher. You said. That's not enough. And that's what I was thinking about. Okay, Steve said the White Sox have been forced to develop players. I told Dustin that yesterday. Who have they developed?
Right.
Dominique Fletcher, Vegas. Go down the line, guys. So who have they developed? Yes, they've been forced to do it, and they haven't done it. And that's why I'm just very pessimistic, because I don't see it. But Mully, you were right. You're talking, there are no position players. And just putting your hopes on two pitchers. But hey, David, I had to ask you, what happened to the caller that was calling you last year during the week, you know, Saturday, saying that Andrew Vaughn was coming around? Just give him a chance. You remember the guy with calling?
I do remember that. Yeah, Ron. Good memory.
Yeah, so.
Not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, but I just, you know, this thing, man, that it's years away. Because again, they haven't developed any of those guys. Vargas, all these guys.
None
that
of the
have,
guys they brought in. Vaughn isn't developed. You know, honestly, we were talking about it earlier. Bring up Tim Elko. Not that I necessarily believe in Tim Elko or want to see Tim Elko, but at least maybe he could hit a home run.
Yeah, we'll talk to Ozzy at 8 o'clock in a little bit just about what their options are. Thanks, Ron. Great phone call. Always good to hear from you. Yeah, Sox are, after last night, still another loss that they could have taken advantage of early. They did not. They gave the Twins a little bit of life, and they lose.
I love that Ron heard us talking yesterday and went to Top Notch. That is so awesome.
Well, we were complimenting the commercial on CHSN.
Yes, CHSN.
Yeah. Those are great commercials.
That is the power of those kind of commercials, because that's a great spot to go
power
to.
Power of suggestion.
Yes.
It is.
Man, let's go for lunch. What do you think? We can get there early. Let's squeeze. We don't have time. We're going to be right back. We do have Ozzy. We're going to ask Ozzy about the comings and goings and where we are with this
team.
Thoughts?
I'm curious if there last night after he was done talking about the White Sox and Twins, if he happened to catch the extra inning victory for the Cubs. He's a baseball fan. He might have a thought on when do you know if your season is special or not?
Well, I mean, a great indicator is that you win a game like last Friday's and like last night's.
That's what I want to get the manager's perspective on that.
I remember when the White Sox won that year, they just came out of the box winning. It was unbelievable.
And they were winning games like this.
Yeah, they were winning like from Jump Street. Pretty awesome. All right, we got Ozzy next. We're going to talk to him. It's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.